Log Talk Radio.
Erev Tov. Yes, I. Good evening, Melkamesh. Yes, I. Rastafari. Here. The Rastafari podcast here, the Monday podcast here on the Ian and the Irish. Here on the second day. Here with the second day of the Shabuah, according to Yahweh. The second day, that is the first day of the work week. But here, the Monday meditation, we have today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 24, which is interesting because Psalm 24, as hopefully the Chabarim and the fellow Talmudim know, Psalm 24, today's daily psalm, is also the evening psalm of the first day. So look at this right here. Here. We have Psalm 24, according to the royal order, and also according to, we could say, Judaism. In the latter-day Judaism, they still observe this ancient pattern. Certain evening psalms, like standing psalms, evening psalms for different days or 7 days of the week. So for the first day, which is called Sunday, but the first day, right, the Yom HaRishon or Ehud, we have Psalm 24. Now, we just completed the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Exodus or the Sefer Yetziat Mitzvayim. The other name of the book is the book of the Exodus, the coming out from Egypt, but often referred to Hebraically as the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names. So we completed at the 23rd sabbatical study, Fikude. Here we pick up in this Shavuah and this seven and this sabbatical strong, pick up with the third book of Moses, Hebrew book that's known as Leviticus, called the Sefer, the book of Vayikra. And he called. So here we pick up the 24th sabbatical study. And here we have, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm 24. This is a kind of an interesting, very interesting correspondence. And Psalm 24 is the standing psalm for the evening of the first day, evening and morning in that order. Yes. So the evening psalm for the first day. And here, for the Rastafari podcast, the Monday podcast, well, we know that Monday, according to the Gentiles, Monday is the first day, you know, the pseudo first day of the working week. Just a kind of very interesting correspondence that we have right here. But here, for continuity purposes, right here, since we're picking out with the second day, you know, we have that kind of first day into the first day for the first day service. And then we don't have any podcasts, you know, for the evening. So here we're picking up again for the new Shavuah here for the Monday, Ministry Monday, Meditation Monday, Motivation Monday, to motivate I and I, Chazak, Wanita, Chazek, be strong and make I and I be strengthened, Chazak, Wanita, Chazek, be encouraged and make I and I encourage one another. We say that when we complete a book of HaTorah, a book of the Pentateuch. We completed the second book, the book that's known as Exodus, and here we pick up with the handbook of the Kahuna, the handbook of the Kehenet, the handbook of the priesthood, the handbook, we could say, of the Levites, of Halloween, right? The Lewin, the Levites. So here we pick up Parasha Wayikra. Wa and Yikra, and he called. Here, picking up Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1, to Leviticus chapter 6, verse 7. So, in getting a kind of an overview briefly right here, for the Motivation Monday, as we pick up with a new book, the third book of Moshe, known as Leviticus, or the book of the book, and he called. So let's recall, right? Calling. Let's recall the climax. What was the climax of the revelation, of Jah's revelation given at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, was the commandment to construct the sanctuary, the commandment to construct what is known as the sanctuary, otherwise and also called the Mishkan, the place Hebraically for Shakan, for dwelling, for tabernacling, indwelling. Nearly half of the book of Exodus that we have just completed here in the season is focused on the tabernacle, on Jah's tabernacle. And the book, the cipher, it concludes with what is referred to as the Shekinah or the Shekinah glory, the glory of Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, filling, this is the key, filling the Holy of Holies section of the tent of meeting of the Ohel Moed, the tent of appointment. So for continuity purposes, recalling Exodus chapter 40, verse 34 to verse 35. Now, what's interesting right here is when we pick up with the fourth book, right, which is known as Numbers, right, or Bamidbar in the wilderness, it actually picks up, right, with the movement based on where we're at and where we were with the conclusion of Exodus. So this book here is almost like a kind of intermission, so to speak, right? An intermission in the narrative. So when we look at the narrative, right, here in the third book, we get an intermission right here. But as we pick up with the fourth book, Bamidbar, Numbers, it actually continues the tribe, the movement through the wilderness where we had Exodus leaving off. So just make a note of that right here, because this has a lot to do with what occurred with the molten calf, had a lot to do with the breaking of the covenant of the B'nai Yisrael, as well as the renewing of the covenant. As we teach, as we say, there's the new covenant, right, or the renewed Brit Chadash, a renewing of the covenant, even in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, especially in the second book of Moshe, in Exodus. So now the Torah reading and feeding, the manna, the angel's bread for this Shavuah, for this sabbatical, for this seven days, for this strong, is Vayikra, called by other Hebrew speakers might say Vayikra, in the ancient pointing Vayikra, and Yikra, and he called. This is the very first section, right? The very first section here from the book of Leviticus. Vayikra, it begins where the book of Exodus leaves off. It begins, it continues there, but the movement, the narration of the movement picks up in the fourth book. So here, Vayikra begins where the book of Exodus left off, especially with the glory. Right, the cloud technology and the glory, often referred to as the Shekinah glory. We say more correctly the Shekinah glory of Ha'elohim, of He who be, we be, filling the Holy of Holies. So here, picking up where the book of Exodus left off with Ha'elohim, the power, Ha'elohim, Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name calling. Jah's calling, many are called, calling to Moshe, calling to Moses from the Ohel Moed, the tent of Moed, of meeting, of appointment, to explain the Torot. What is the Torot? Torot, related to Torah, right? Torah means direction, instruction in a singularity sense. Here we have the laws, the directions, the instructions, the Torot of various animal and grain offering known as the Korbanot, Korban from the Karab, something brought near, to draw near, bring near, the Korbanot, these offerings that are brought near, that may be offered at the tabernacle. Now, over 40% of all of HaTorah's, the commandments, the mitzvot, are found in this, right here, this central book of scripture, this central book of HaTorah, this central book of the Pentateuch. So we have five, the five books of the Pentateuch of Torah, And here we're at the third, the middle book, but it's also central in the fact that over 40% of all of Jah's direction, instruction, Torah, commandments are found in this central book of the scriptures. That function, this here functions as a guide for HaKohanim, for the priests, and HaLewim, and for the Levites. Take note of this principle right here, that all of the priests, according to the pattern we have here in HaTorah, all of the priests are Levites, but not all the Levites are priests. But the instruction, the direction that we have in this central book right here, as we pick up with the third book, Leviticus, it functions as a guidance for the priests and Levites who were both jointly responsible for overseeing the worship of the ancient Israelites, of the ancient Israelites. Just getting an overview right here so we can get a good groundation, a good standing, right? So then we can get a good understanding, understanding, come to a good overstanding here, as we pick up and begin off this third book of Moses, Leviticus. Now, only three kinds of animals were acceptable. Another point right here is what the point that was brought forward in the principal point that was brought forward in Exodus, right? Taking heed, right? Seeing that we do all things, seeing it according to the pattern recognition, right? Because we find that the epistle to the Hebrews, right, in the Brit Chadasha, right, of the Moshiach Yeshua, really brings it forward into its the new covenant sense, but we can say into its actualization, right? So we got to look at the pattern recognition, because the epistle to the Hebrews, it points to this book and the knowledgeability of this book in the fulfillment of prophecy. So here's the groundation. Here's the basic, the general. We call this the general education, right? Or for I and I, even the general re-education. We hear some things about Torah and the Bible and this and that, but to make I and I study, right? And study according to Yahweh, right? All things be done decently and in order. So here in the order of the studies, we're here in Leviticus. So here, once again, only three kinds, right? Take heed to the pattern. Only three kinds, right? Even a trinity, right? Only three kinds of animals were acceptable for sacrifice upon Ha'el Ha'il's altar, the power of the Almighty's altar, his Mizbeah. What are these three kinds? Well, first of all, defect-free oxen. Oxen that had no blemish. I think the King James Version says no blemish. In the Hebrew, we use the expression of mum, right? It's tamim, to say it's tam, it's complete, it's perfect, tamim, right? Tamim, defect-free oxen, whether a bull or a cow. In other words, whether it was a male or a female, right? Kind one. Two, second kind, sheep. Whether a ram, a ram, which is the male, or a ewe, right, which is the female. Thirdly, goats, right, a buck, right, the male, or a doe, do re mi, right, so a doe. So you see right here, even looking at the pattern right here, only three kinds of animals, right, were acceptable for sacrifice upon Ha'el Ha'Elohim's altar, is Mizbeah, defect-free oxen, right, a bull or cow, the male or the female, defect-free sheep, whether a ram or a ewe, male or female, defect-free goats, whether a buck or a doe. Each kind of these animals or living creatures, chayim, each kind of these living creatures is domesticated, right? So studying the pattern, the types, because it says that the Old Testament, some say, is a shadow, and the Brit Chadasha, right, is the actual substance, right? So pattern recognition here. Each kind of these three kinds of animals is be domesticated. And also the nature of these three kinds of animals are peaceful. Take note, domesticated. What does domesticated basically mean? It means you can dwell in a house. You know, when they say, like, some people really can't really live around people, you know? You know what I mean? They can't be around people, right? But domesticated, like some creatures, living creatures, are not really best around people, right? And sometimes not even amongst others generally of their kind. But domesticated basically means dwelling in a house, right? Dwelling in a house, right? Not wild. Dwelling in a house and peaceful. Now, besides these mammals, there are only two birds that were allowed to be offered as a sacrifice. What are these two birds, right? The two birds, turtle doves, right? And pigeons, turtle doves and pigeons, both of which are likewise non-raptorial and peaceful. In other words, they're not birds like predatorial birds, what they call like raptorial. They are non-raptorial and they are peaceful in their nature, in their nature. In addition to these animal sacrifices, a poor person, what about a poor person, right, could offer various grain offerings, right, which were used to provide bread for HaKohanim. So the poor person, so as we go through and hearing about the different types, understanding the context will also bring out from the phi cycle, the meta-phi cycle implication, right, even in the new and the living way. But a poor person, right, could offer various grains. So we have the grain offering, or what sometimes is referred to in the King James Version in the translation as a meat, as a meat offering. Usually the translator from 1611 time and other translators often translate as a meat offering, even though the meat offering was a bloodless majority, almost the majority of times that we have found the meat offering, what's called the meat offering, is really the meal offering or the grain, the mincha. We call it the mincha, modern Hebrews, and nowadays we refer to it as the mincha offering. So a poor person could offer various grains like a mincha, a meal offering called a meat offering, which had no meat in it. Just take note. More properly, when you see the meat offering, replace that with meal offering. And the meal is speaking about like different types of grain, various grain offerings. And these grain offerings that were given by the Bnei Yisrael were used to provide bread, right, for HaKohanim. Now, there are five basic categories of sacrifices which are described, right, by the scribes. We have five, right? Five basic categories of sacrifices are described. What are these five? First of all, there is the whole burnt offering, which is also called like the burnt offering or the Holocaust offering. In the Hebrew, it's the olah. Now, olah come from the Allah, which means to ascend, right? That to go up, like the aliyah, right? So we have the olah because of the smoke and the savor that ascended. So the burnt offering is known as the olah, right? This was a sacrifice consumed entirely, in totality, right, by ha'esh, by the fire on the mizbeach, on the altar. So the whole burnt offering was a sacrifice that was entirely consumed entirely by the fire. Thus, the sense of it also in translation, the Holocaust offering by the fire on the mizbeach. Then, secondarily, we have the grain offering, as we pointed to with the poor person, because the poor person most likely may not have had a bull or a cow or a ram or an ewe or even a buck or a doe. You know, to have these sort of animals or these sort of living creatures also points to the status, the wealth, you know, within the community. So the giving and the sacrifices, we have to look at it in that context too, right? In that context as well. But the second kind of the five basic categories was the grain offering or the mincha. The mincha, called the mincha, right, was a measure of unleavened flour mixed with oil and incense and aishens, burnt on the mizbeach, with the remainder given to HaKohanim. Again, the grain offering, the mincha, often translated as the meat offering, more correctly, the meal offering. The grain offering, the mincha, was a measure, like a measure, right, of unleavened flour mixed with oil. Sometimes even mentioned like a handful or so forth and so on. A measure of unleavened flour mixed with oil, with shemen and kittaret, right? Shemen or oil and incense that was burnt on the altar, the mizbeah, with the remainder of that which was being given, given to ha-kohanim, given to the priests. Thirdly, there was the shalamim, shalamim, like shalom, peace, the peace offering, the payment offering. We call this a peace offering, known as the shalamim. Peace offering was a sacrifice that was shared, the peace offering. So when we're reading in the scripture, we hear, and he gave peace offerings, and he gave like a meat or a meal offering. He offered a burnt offering. We can put it into context according to the text. So the peace offering, the shalamim, was a sacrifice that was shared, a shared sacrifice with everyone, everybody, right? In thanks, you know, for Isis, Torah, Tawada, to Ha'elohim, to the power, on joyous occasion. So the shalamim, what was the shalamim, Chabarim? The peace offerings, that sacrifice that was shared with everyone in thanks, thanks and praise, Niskana, Torah, right? To Ha'elohim, to Exiyah, the Sustainer, on joyous occasions. Then we have right here, so what does this bring us to? We had the burnt offering, the olah, the mincha, the grain offering, the shelamim, right? The shelamim, right? Which is the peace offering. Now, fourthly, we have the sin offering, what's called the sin offering or the chataat. The chataat, or chataat, the chataat. Now, the word for sin in the Hebrew and Afro-Semitically, also same root in the Ethiopic and in the Royal Amharic, chata in its older form is chata. In the later form, it's ata. As a verb, we find it later. In the later, the pure language, refined, purified, you have it like kind of softened as ata, ata, right? But in the older, the g is in the Hebrews, chata, chata, or the chet. Right, but the chataat, chataat, chata means to sin, literally means to miss. You miss, like miss me, you miss. You know, you miss, you lack, you fell short. To lack or to miss. The object or the idea likened to hitting an object and you miss the mark. Like look, shooting at the bullseye and you fell short of that. This is the sense of the word sin, right? Hebraically, to miss, to lack, to fall short. The chataat. So the sin, the chataat, the lack, the ukri offering was a sacrifice, or it was a grain offering. It was a mincha, right? So the chataat was a sacrifice, or a grain offering, a mincha, offered to atone for accidental, unintentional. Ukri, unintentional falling short, like a mistake. Oh, word, I did that. Oh, I didn't know. Was not intentional. Accidental falling short. Accidental chet. Whereas, right, the fifth now, here's the fifth offering, right, the guilt offering, what's known as the guilt offering. And in the Hebrew, it's called the asham, the asham, asham, the asham, the asham offering or the guilt offering. This was a sacrifice offered to atone for defrauding others, or for swearing falsely. So if one Israelite, right, defrauded his fellow brother Israelite, right, or swore falsely, you know, bore witness to something that was not true, right, therefore there is the guilt offering. I say the guiltiness that rests upon the guilt offering, the asham offering, and this was a sacrifice that was offered to atone for defrauding, for fraud, to defrauding others, or for swearing, right, falsely. So note the kind of connection, but the difference. Remember, the sin offering, the chataat offering, was a sacrifice or a mincha, right, the grain offering, offered to atone, right, really in the Hebrew, to cover, right, almost like insurance policy, to cover for accidental, unintentional, right? Unintentional or accidental uchery. Whereas the asham, the guilt offering, was a sacrifice offered to atone for fraudulent, you know, activity and defrauding others or for swearing falsely. Now, it's interesting to also note, when we talk about being righteous or being ratchet, you know, being righteous or being wicked, Hebraically, this is not just only just psycho-spiritually, like in our soul and our spirit, but it also has to do with, we used to call it business, you know, the business in the community. It has to do with money. It has to do with keeping one's word. It has to do with business transaction. So sin is both a falling short, and these offerings here both applies to the psycho-spiritual, the soul and the spirit nature of things, but it also, right, applies to transactional activities of ones and ones in the community. Take note, take note. All right, so this is kind of very important right here, because in counterfeit Christianity and a lot of other places, they kind of separate, you know, like they say church and state, they kind of separate that church, the holy, holy thing, you know, religious thing, from the practical things of life, the business things, you know what I mean, of life, the transactional things of life, which also can render one a sinner or not righteous within Jah's sight, all right? Note that, and that, and when we understand that, that would explain more the Hebraicism of the eye for eye and a tooth for a tooth that's often so woefully misunderstood, right, by either half original Israelite people out there, maybe people who are Israelite but don't, are thinking like Gentiles, you know, or even by Martin Luther King too, when he said what he said, because he's looking at it from a non-Hebrew mindset. It's like the gods and earth say, you know, they say, it was a half original mind. When you see it in the original context, we begin to understand what that really means and how that was a, you know, kind of an allegorical expression, right? Basically, like in business today, like if I'm working on a job and somebody injures me on the job or somebody injures me and I can't go about my work, right? I have to be made whole. And I mean, and making that person whole, that means I may not be able to go back to work for, you know, maybe a whole month or something. So the eye for eye, tooth for tooth sense is financial compensation for the loss of this or for the loss of that. Thus, making one's whole in the Hebraic sense is the shalom, shalom, shalom from shalom is making peace. Now, note that unlike the other offerings, right, the other offerings, namely the olah, the burnt offering, the mincha, the grain offering, falsely called the meat offering, in the KJV and other translations, and the shalamim, the peace offering, unlike those offerings, the sin and the guilt sacrifices, the offerings, the chatat and the asham, were required. Check, they were required. So according to the pattern, these were required. So the olah was not required. The mincha was not required. The shalamim was not required. But on the other hand, the chatat, the sin offering, right, and the asham, the guilt offering, these were required for at-one-ment, for atonement to be made. They had to be offered, you know, in other words, like they say in business, getting out of the, what, the red, getting out of the red and getting back into the black, so to speak, into the good graces. They had to be offered. They had to be offered by the Kohen Gadol. They had to be offered by the high priest, who would sprinkle, and the high priest also take note, who is the Messiah, who is the anointed. Remember, the high priest, right, according to the Hebrew, right, must be anointed. So by the high priest, who is anointed, the Moshiach, who's Messiah, who would sprinkle Hadam, the blood of the sacrifice, seven times inside the tabernacle on the golden altar. Now also take note, there are two altars. Mm-hmm. There are two altars. There's the altar in the courtyard, the brazen altar, and then there's the altar in the tent or in the church, in the tent of meeting, the golden altar. Check. So it's the high priest who had to offer the chatat and the asham, and these were required. That's what we're reading in the psalm, was it Psalm 51, where it says, like, in these offerings, burnt sacrifice, you did not require, You see what I'm saying? You do not require. So if we read that without understanding HaTorah, people might guess upon what it really means, but they don't really know because they really don't know. They're just guessing. A guess is a guess, and knowing is knowing. You know. But now we get to know, right, based on studying HaTorah, so we can see how HaMelech, David, right, was a man after Yahweh, Hashem's own heart, and he put within his heart and his knowledge HaTorah. So when he composed these psalms, these eyes, these chants, the word sound, the words of power, right, really are words of power and reflect the full reality. So he says these offerings, you know, are not required. You know what I mean? Therefore, the olah, the burnt offering, is not required. That's what we're reading in the Torah. It says, if an Adam, if a basic common man, an Adam, if any man, right, if an Adam, right, chooses to do a sacrifice and an offering, right, he will go about it this way. He will go about it that way. Now, there's a very important reason for even the book of Leviticus, right, being revealed this way, when we see, well, how did the priesthood, right, go from all the firstborn sons of Israel to the Levites exclusively, is because of the ukkari, the chatat, the falling short, the missing, the lacking that occurred with the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf. They lost that. Therefore, it was given to the priest, as Moshe said, who is on Yahuwah's side, right? When he called out to the Israelites and said, who is on Jehovah's side? Who was the one to answer? It was the tribe of Levi. Right, the others can't answer because of the ukkari and because of the guilt. Right, so Shine Po Moshe Levi, he has this audio right here about Levites and hard times. Is this one right here? Is this it? Let's see if this is it here.
The confirmation of my relationship with Hashem, because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mother, their father, sister, anybody who was wrong with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be wrong with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be wrong with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be wrong with.
Moshe Levi, a.k.a. Shine. I Jamal Abarro. Yeah, he's quite correct. If everything except that they really didn't kill like women and children, so to speak. They killed the men. The men are first up. Always the men are first up. We know that from the 10 words called the 10 commandments. Right? In the 10 words called the 10 commandments, he says he would visit Pakod, Yikod. He would visit the iniquity, right, of the fathers, the patriarchs, upon the sons, the third and fourth generation. So the connection is that they already knew about sacrifices and offerings from Mitzrayim, a.k.a. from Kemet, and from, you know, other familiarity as they were doing, right? But now, since they, it's like somebody saying, since you like to sacrifice so much, you want to do the sacrifice thing. You want to sacrifice to me? Well, if you want to sacrifice to me, you will do it this way. Anything else is judgment, right? You would do it like this. That's why the Torah here, it reads, if a man, right? And that if there is a conditional. Note that, check when it says if is a conditional. So we can get off of all the lie and unconditional rhetoric, right? Because unconditional rhetoric, it steals glory from he who be who he be. Because if he says if, and you say, oh, it doesn't even matter, right? Well, you are the liar, not he who be who he be. So, not like the other offerings, sin and the guilt offering will require, right? And with the pattern, the high priest is not any priest. You can't give it to a Levite. A Levite can't do it. You know, well, you're a Levite and the priests are Levites, so you go ahead and do it. No, it had to be the high priest, and the high priest who was anointed, who would sprinkle the blood of that sacrifice seven times. No, check the number seven. And where will he sprinkle it? Inside the tabernacle, inside the church, which is synonymous with the temple, we're inside the church on the golden altar. Remember, it's the golden altar of Aishans. Recall in Exodus chapter 30, it speaks about the great worship chapter, right, and the Aishans. And even in that chapter, it points out the cannabisum, in the ingredients of the holy Aishans, as well as in the ingredients of the anointing oil. Right, so seven times inside the tabernacle on the golden altar, the altar of Aishans, and the Aishans is connected with the prayer, right? The prayer. And we have this in Revelation, even brings forward the idea and the revelation of the altar of Aishans according to the pattern, according to the type. Now, the fat, what about the fat, right? The fat of the sacrifice, right, was burnt on the outside of the church, outside of the tent, outside of the tabernacle, in the outer court, on the copper, or what's called the brazen, the copper mizbeach, the copper altar. But the rest of the animal, the rest of that particular sacrificial animal, namely its hide, the flesh, and other body parts, was taken, quote, outside the camp. It was taken where? It was taken outside the camp to be burnt with fire. So here, just getting an overview right here as we're picking up the continuity, right, with this third book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Vayikra, right, where we completed the previous Chazak, Chazak, Wanit, Chazek, Yes, I, make it right. So it's interesting to know that those things that are required, those things that are not required, and also the reasons why. So a synopsis, an overview right here, make me ride up right here. Yes, I, with the evening psalm right here for the second day of the Shavua, the shame. Ah.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my... Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee. Psalm 48.
Mizmor memhet. Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Or Livnekora. Or Livnekora. Or Livnekora. Or Livnekora. Or Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, 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 forever.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Rastafari! Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this bus. Zion born, right? Do it!
Mazmur Arbasavat Bekenev Arbasin. በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው። በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር በአዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየን፣
በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ጽዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ፣ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው፣ እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, 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 forever,
truths in that old hymn.
Amen.
Safe with Jesus the captain.
No, he is.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasia.
The home place is
doomed.
Andenya, Kasenyo, Iska Arb Baluta Kenoch,
Zawatur Yemibal, said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kavrit Beta Christian Gidda Gdaochish Lepazion in Kwe Etagetunacho. Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kavrit Beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Zion, 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 Zion.
Study this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
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 Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Here, right here, here in the new book, in the third book of Moshe, here in Leviticus, the handbook of the priest, for the first and here for the second day of the Shavuot, the first and second Aliyot, right here, 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 first here, here, here.
Shalom, Habarim. Shabbat shalom. Yes, I. Shabbat shalom. Am Yisrael Hai. Yes, I. The people of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, live. Am Yisrael Hai. Yes, I. Shabbat shalom. And here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, called Leviticus. The Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra. Some say enunciated as Vayikra. Here we pick up with the first reading from the third book of Moses that is called and known as Leviticus. For this 24th sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Veshem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach Ha'Kadosh Yahweh Echad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One. Here picking up with the third book of Moses, with Leviticus, Hebrew first words, Vayikra il Moshe Vaydaberi Yahweh Elayo Me'ohela Mo'eda Lemor. Chapter 1, Leviticus chapter 1, the sweet savor offerings. First item, the burnt offerings. Christ, Moshiach, Messiah, offering himself without spot, without blemish, le'elohim, to Elohim, the true good, the true God. The law of this offering, more in Leviticus chapter 6, verses 8 to 13. And here, for the first words, the Hebrew first words, Vayikra, Vayikra, Vayikra il Moshe, Vayidaberi Yehovah Elayo, and he who be called, he called, and he called, Vayikra il Moshe to Moses, Vayidaberi Yehovah, Vayidaberi Yehovah, and he who he be spoke Elayo to him, me ohel moed lemor, and spake to him out of the tabernacle, the ohel, out of the tent, the deptera of the congregation, me ohel moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment, lemor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, speak to the sons, the children of Yisrael, and say to them, if any Adam, if any man of you bring an offering to the Yahweh, ye, y'all, shall bring your offering of the cattle, even, of the herd and of the flock. If his offering be of a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the patach of the tabernacle of the congregation, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. And he shall kill the bullock, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And ha-kohanim, and the priests, Aharon's benayo, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood, hadam, and sprinkle hadam, the blood, round about upon the mizbeach, the altar, that is, by the patach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. And he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into his pieces. And the sons of Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, shall put fire upon the Mizbeach, the altar, and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And HaKohanim, the priest, Aharon's sons, shall lay the parts, the head, and the fat, in order upon the wood, that is, on the fire, which is upon the Mizbeach, the altar. But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water. And HaKohen, the priest, shall burn all on the Mizbeach, the altar, to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by Aish, by fire, of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And if his offering be of the flocks, namely, of the sheep or of the goats, for a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring it a male, zakar, without blemish, and he shall kill it on the side of the Mizbeach, northward, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah and HaKohanim, and the priests, Aharon, Aaron's sons, shall sprinkle his blood round about upon the Mizbeach, upon the altar. And he shall cut it into his pieces with his head and his fat. And HaKohen, the priest, shall lay them in order on the wood that is, on the fire which is, upon the Mizbeach, the altar. But he shall wash the inwards and the legs with water, and HaKohen, the priest, shall bring it all and burn it upon the Mizbeach, the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by Esh, by fire, of a sweet savor, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah. The Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah for this Torah portion reading and feeding, Vayikra, here at verse 14. And if the burnt sacrifice for his offering, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah be of fowls, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or of young pigeons, and HaKohen, the priest, shall bring it to HaMizbeach, the altar, and wring off his head and burn it on the altar, and the blood, Hadam, thereof, shall be wrung out at the side of the altar, and he shall pluck away his crop with his feathers and cast it beside HaMizbeach, the altar, on the east part, by the place of the ashes. And he shall cleave it with the wings thereof, but shall not divide it asunder. And HaKohen, the priest, shall burn it upon HaMizbeach, the altar, upon the wood, that is, upon the Esh, fire. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah. Third book of Moshe, called Leviticus, chapter 2. The sweet savor offerings. Second item, the meat, the meal offering. Christ, HaMoshiach, the Messiah, in his human perfections, tested by suffering. See, refer to the law, Torah, of the offerings. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 14 to 23. Here picking up Leviticus chapter 2, verse 1. And when any will offer a meal offering, a meat offering, the meal offering, the mincha offering, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it and put frankincense thereon. And he shall bring it to Aharon's sons, HaKohanim, the priests, and he shall take there out his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. And HaKohen, the priest, shall burn the memorial of it upon HaMizbeach, the altar, to be an offering made by Esh, by fire, of a sweet savor, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah. And the remnant of the mincha, meal offering, shall be Aaron's and Benaiah and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of the Yahweh made by fire. And if thou bring an oblation of a mincha, meal offering, bacon in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. And if thy oblation be a mincha, meal offering, bacon, in a pan, it shall be of fine flour, unleavened, mingled with oil. Thou, the eye, shalt part it in pieces, and pour oil thereon. It is a mincha, meal offering. sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
You really think it's easy being an artist? But you don't know the sacrifice we make,
true,
the journeys we take. That's why me, I tell it straight. Never see the right and the wrong side. You only see the fame and the limelight. You only see a rising star. But you never know that I come from far. The long journeys and the tiring trips. When I'm on the road, not sees me up in chips. Today I'm in Trinidad, tomorrow in Brazil for a big, big show. I've got to work, I've got to pay the price. I've got to work, I've got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class. Lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice. Got to work, in a this your life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will come in. I go to the north and I go south. I go east, west, so I'm all about doing my work, of course. Chatting with the most, I am well on course. Radio interviews and the sound check. Jingles, the pledge, and I just can't forget. Well, if at times I practice to bring my people sweet truth music. So I've got to work, I've got to pay the price. I've got to work, got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class. Lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice. Got to work, got to pay the price. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will feel. Oh, you got to work, gotta sacrifice. You got to work, in a day your life. Respect to the working class. Me know you reap the benefits at last. Working class, lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice. Got to work, in a different life. When you put your shoulders to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will see.
Thank you.
Shalom, Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah,
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for
መዝሙር 23 በቅንፍ 24 በመጀመሪያ ሰንበት የዳዊት መዝሙር ምድርና ሞላዋ ለእግዚአብሔር ነው ዓለምም በእርሷም የሚኖር ሁሉ እርሱ በባህሮች መስርቷልና በፈሳሾችም አጥንቷልና ወደ እግዚአብሔር ተራራ ማን ይወጣል በቅድስናው ስፍራ ማን ይቆማል እጆቹ የነጹ ልቡም ንጹህ የሆነ ነፍሱን ለከንቱ ያላነሳ ለባልንጀራውም በሽንገላ ያልማለ እርሱ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ በረከትን ከመድኃኒቱ አምላክ ምሕረትን ይቀበላል ይህች ትውልድ እርሱን የምትፈልግና የያዕቆብን አምላክ ፊት የምትፈልግ እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆች ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር ነው ብርቱና ኃያል እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃያ እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉሥ ነው
Psalm 24 The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah.
לדוד מזמור, אדוני הארץ ומלואה, בבית ביו שבבה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, והנהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ויקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יסבר החם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי ישעו, זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ינשאו בתחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני עזות וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ושאו בתחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, ומלך הכבוד סלה.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashme, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But who want the next verse with Amaric?
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Salam to Tenayis Aling. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter. Salam to Tenayis Aling. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. We have Mezmore Dawit Haya Arat. Mezmor Haya Arat. Psalm 24. Wode Mekdes Megbia Tselot. Wode Mekdes. Wode Mekdes. To the sanctuary. Megbia, the entrance. Entering into the sanctuary. Wode Mekdes Megbia Tselot. The prayer upon entering, going to the holy place, the Mekdes. The Mekdes Namharik, corresponding with the Mikdash, the holy place, the tabernacle, the temple, right, the sanctuary, literally the holy, to the holy place. What a Mekdes, a Mekbiyaz Elot. Theme of today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 24. Here we're going to compare and contrast side by side the Royal Amharic, the pure language, according to Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 and 10 right there. Also, we have Revelation 5:5, HSV, Haile Selassie version, otherwise known as the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, HSV, side by side, the KJV, Megainai Ride Up, Besim Av, Wewelid, Wemenfesa Kadus, Ahadu Amlak, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source, in Jemberal, and we begin. Beginning with a superscription right here. The Mejmeria Senbet, Ye Dawit Mezmor. The Mejmeria, in the beginning of the Senbet, in the beginning of the Sabbath, some interpret it as Ye Dawit Mezmor. Another way that's interpreted, since this is Sunday, this is the first day. The first day, the Ehud, as we call it Ethiopically, the Ehud, from Ahad, Ahadu, Ahad, one, the first day. Sunday is Sunday evening song. It's known as Sunday evening song, according to Ethiopia, the kingdom of God, and also from our roots and the Judaic roots, even in modern Judaism, it's the psalm of the first day, the Yom HaRishon, the first day of Sunday psalm. So Senbet often is interpreted as a Sabbath, but it means the seventh, and it's inclusive of the 6 days before, right, as one whole set. So one way of interpreting this is in the beginning of the Sabbath, the Mejmeria Senbet Yedawit Mezmor, a psalm of David. Another way of interpreting this from the ancient interpretation is in the beginning of the seven. In the beginning, we say the Shavua. So we say Shabbat. People often look at that day, but it's inclusive also of the Shavua, the seven, from that Afro-Shemitic, that root of seven. So the Mejmeria Senbet Yedawit Mezmor. The Mejmeria, Mejmeria, the Mejmeria. In the beginning, Senbet, the Sabbath, here in the context of the first day, the Ehud or the Sunday evening psalm, Judaically, Ethiopically, according to the Ethiopic church, the true church and the professing church, yet Dawit of David, Mezmor, a psalm, a chant, a vocal intonation of David. Kutaran, Midrina Molawa, Le Exial Hirna, Talamimba Ruswami, Minoru Hulu. The earth is Egziavihers, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, Father. Midrina molawa le Egziavihernat. Midrina, the earth, earthly plane, and Midrina molawa, and her fullness, molawa le Egziavihernat. She is, the earth and her fullness, she is for the sustainer. The earth is Exiali is the sustainers and the fullness thereof. Alemim ba'er swami minoru hulu. Alemim, the world and the world. Alem, the alem, alemim, and the world. Ba'er swam, ba'er swa, er swa, her, ba'er swa, in her, ba'er swam, and in her, yaminoru hulu. All those who dwell, yaminoru, those dwelling, hulu, 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 hulu is all. The world and they and all they that dwell therein, all they that dwell in her in the earth. Midrina molawa le exiavirnat alemim ba'arsuami minoru hulu kuter hulet. Verse 2. Arsu bebahirocha misirta talina. Befesa shochimats in the toatalina. For he hath founded it, he hath founded her upon the seas and established it, established her upon the floods. Arsu, he himself, Arsu, Bebahiroch, Misurto Atalina, has founded her upon the Bahiroch, Bebahiroch, Misurto Atalina, has founded her upon the seas, Befasashochim. Fesashoch, the floods, the rivers, in a sense, for the flowing of the pouring out of the waters, Befesashochim, and upon the flowing out of the waters, the floods, Asinatoatalina has established, made her firm. Kuter source, verse 3. Wadek ziyabia tarara, mani watal, bekadisna wisifra, mani komal, who shall ascend into the hill of Egeziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Who shall ascend into the hill of the sustainer? Or who shall stand in his holy, his set apart, his isla, his holy place? Be-Kedisna-Wis, Kedisna, Kedisna, holy, Be-Kedisna-Wis, and as concerning his holy, his the holiness of holiness, his holiness, Sifra, and as concerning the place of his holiness, who shall stand? Verse 4. Lebum nitsuhe yahone, nasun lakentu yalanesa, lebalinjarawima beshingela yalmale. He that hath clean hands, jochu yenetsu, and a pure heart, lebum nitsuhe yahone, who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity, nasun lakentu yalanesa, nor sworn deceitfully, lebalinjarawima beshingela yalmale. Here we have a little diversion here between the KJV and the HSV. Here we have Le Balinjera Wim, and for his bread companion, Bale Injera, Injera, bread Bale Injera, his bread companion or his neighbor, Le Balinjera Wim, and for his neighbor, Beshingela Yalmale, has not sworn deceitfully is the translation, but Shingela. Shingela is like flattery, it's like coaxing, it's like cajoling. For a little baby to calm a baby down is good, but for a grown person, right, in the maturity and objective reality is deceptive. Kuter Amist, verse 5. Arsu, ka egziavir zen barekatin kamet hanitu amlakim mehretin ikebalal. He shall kebalal, he shall receive. He shall receive Kabbalah, he shall receive Yikabalal, the Barakat, the blessing from the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed Father. Also, Zen Barakatin Kamethanitu Amlakim Mihiratin Yikabalal. And righteousness from the God of his salvation. Now here in the Royal Amharic it says, Ka Methanitu Amlakim, and from the salvation source, the source of his salvation, Ka Methanitu Amlakim, Meheretin, 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 mercy, Meheret, Meheretin, Ikebalal, he will Kabbalah, he will receive. Kutar Sadist, verse 6. Yehit tulid arsunya mitafalignat yaya ikovin amlakfitya mitfalig. This is the generation. Yehitch, this in the she sense, this she, yehit tulid, this generation. Arsun, he himself, yamitafalignat, she seeks him. This is the generation that seeks him. Yehitch tulid arsun yamitafalignat yaya ikovin amlakfitya mitfalig. That seek thy face, O Jacob, say la, pause. Yaya Ikobin of Jacob Amlak, the source of Jacob feet, the face, the perception of the source of Ya Ikob Yamita Falig, she who seeks this generation. Yehitch Tulid Arsun Yamit Falignat. Yaya Ikobin Amlak feet Yamit Falig. Kuter Sabbat, verse 7. Inantimekwan intoch, baroche na kafetu, izalem de dochim y kafetu, yakavrim negusi ba. Lift up your heads, inant, all of your mekwan intoch, all your mekonins, makanins, mekwan intoch. You can say, judges, right? Princes shall come out of Egypt, mekwanint, ka gibit, ye metalu. Here we have inantimekwan intoch, all of your judges, officers, in the sense of mekonin. Right, Ras Mekonin in the sense of Mekonin, Makinin in the plural sense of Mekwanin Toch, and Nant, all of y'all, Mekwanin Toch, all of your officers. Barochina Kafetu, open the gates, Barochin Kafetu. Barochin Kafetu. Yisraelim Barochin Yikafetu, and let the eternal doors be opened. Yisraelim Barochin Yikafetu. Yekavrim Negus Yikpa. And the Kavrim Negus, Yekavrim Negus, Yekavrim Negus, Yekavrim Negus, and of glory Negus, the king, Yikba, shall come in and let the king of glory come in. Kuter Cement, verse 8. Yeah, yeah, covering the ghost, man, no. Exiavi herno, Bertuna Hayal, Exiavi herno, Beself Hayal. Who is this king of glory? Yeah, yeah, yeah. This thing from Yehitch, Yehitch is she, right? This she, he is, yeah, this he, yeah. Yeah, covering the ghost, yeah, covering the ghost of the cover, the glory, honor. Yeah, covering the ghost of glory, king, king of glory. Man, no. Man, who? Now, who is he? Yeah, yeah, covering the goose. Man, no. Who is this king of glory? Egziavi herno. Bartuna hayal. Egziavi herno. Beself hayal. The sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed. Our father. He is. He be. Bartuna. Strong. Bartuna. Bartu. 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 Strong. And Bertuna Hayal, Hayal, and powerful. He is the sustainer. Beself Hayal, Beself in battle, in the protestation, right? The protestation implied as the battle. Beself Hayal, he is powerful, he is mighty, he is strong in battle. Kuter Zeteng, verse 9. Enante mekwanin toch barochin kafatu yezalam dejochin yikafatu yekvrem negus yikba. Lift up your heads, y'all, mekwanin toch, princes, officers, barochin kafatu kafatu. Oh, ye gates, even lift them up, open, barochin, open the gates, barochin kafatu yezalam dejochin yikafatu yezalam. Of forever, the Jochim, the gates, Yikafatu, being open, let them being open, them being open, Yikavrim, Negus, Yikba, and the King of Glory shall come in. Kuter Aser, verse 10. Yeh, Yikavrim, Negus, Mano, Yechifroch, Amlak, Egeziavi, Her, Ersu, Yikavrim, Negusna. Who is this King of glory, this King of glory, who is he? Yetzifroch Amlak Ekaziavihar, the Lord of hosts. He is Arsu Yekubrud Negusno. He is the King of glory. Selah, pause. Here we have a very interesting nuance right here in the Royal Amharic in the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Gormawi Karmawi Haile Selassie. Here, yes, Yakubr Negus, man, no. Ye chifroch, Amlak, Gaziavi her. Ye chifroch. Chifra, or chifra. Chifra, we have chifra. It's an ancient, kind of archaic term, an interesting term. It appears here, I think, in a few other places in the Metzhaf Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals. It's translatable as, and we're referring here to the Abyssinica, right? A good reference right here. It's an accompaniment. It can mean an accompaniment. It can mean a soldier, like soldiers in a sense of a swarm. And it's often linked with an accompaniment in the sense of musically, right? With one particular reference. It can also be dancers in that sense, and an accompaniment of dancers, a swarm. Yetzifroch. It's a very interesting, culturally speaking, word. And to bring out the fuller full, we probably have to go into this a little more in detail. But for right now, suffice it to say, Yetzifroch Amlak, the source of the Chifroch, the source of the accompaniments, the source of the soldiers, the source of the swarm, like nuff, nuff, nuff ones, like the warriors in that sense, the Lord of hosts, or the source of the hosts, Egeziavi, how to sustain the good, the generous, open-handed, Av, Father, Ersu, he, himself, Ersu, the pronoun, emphatic, he, and none other, Ersu, Yekubr Ngusna, he is the King of glory. Word accompaniment, just a little more note right here, my fellows, right here, fellow Dekamezamorit disciples and Talmudim right here, accompaniment, chifra. The chifra is an accompaniment in the sense of the musical part which provides the rhythmic and or harmonic support for the melody or main themes of a song or instrumental piece. There are many different styles and types of accompaniment or chifra in different genres and styles of music. In homophonic music, the main accompaniment approach used in popular music is a clear vocal melody is supported by subordinate chords. In popular music and traditional music, the accompaniment part typically provides the beat for the music and outlines the chord progression of the song or instrumental piece. The accompaniment for a vocal melody or instrumental solo can be played by a single musician playing an instrument such as a piano, a pipe organ, or a guitar. While any instrument can, in theory, be used as an accompaniment instrument, keyboard and guitar family instruments, they tend to be used if there is only a single instrument, as these instruments can play chords and bass lines simultaneously. Chords and a bass line are easy to play simultaneously on keyboard instruments, but a finger-picking guitarist can play chords and a bass line simultaneously on the guitar. A solo singer can accompany herself or himself by playing guitar or piano while he or she sings, and in some rare cases, a solo singer can even accompany himself or herself just using his or her voice and body. For example, Bobby McFerrin. Look more. Alternately, the accompaniment, the chifra, and here your chifroach, I'm locked, overstand this in the true sense, in the innermost of the inner sense, in the revelation of Rastafari. We have alternately, we have the accompaniment to a vocal melody or instrument solo can be provided by a musical ensemble, ranging in size from a duo, like the cello, piano, guitar, and double bass, the synthesizer, and percussion, or a trio, like in a rock power trio of electric guitar, electric bass, and drum kit, and organ trio. A quartet, a string quartet in classical music can accompany a solo singer, a rock band or rhythm section in rock and pop, a jazz quartet in jazz, all the way to larger ensembles such as concert bands, big bands in jazz, pit orchestras in musical theater, and orchestras which, in addition to playing symphonies, can also provide accompaniment, accompaniment to a concerto solo instrumentalist or to solo singers in opera. With choral music, the accompaniment to a vocal solo can be provided by other singers in the choir who sing harmony parts or counter melodies. Lastly, but not leastly, on chifra and chifroach here and your chifroach amlak ikziavia, the sustainer, right, the source, the sustainer of the chifroach host, but in the sense of accompaniment, looking at musically, right, in the spiritual warfare, also the soldiers and the swarm, nothingness. Accompaniment parts, they range from so simple that a beginner can play them. Simple three-note triad chords in a traditional folk song to so complex that only an advanced player or singer can perform them. And thus we get like some of the piano parts in Schubert's later art songs from the 19th century or vocal parts from a Renaissance music motet. But this is the sense of chifra and chifroach and who is the king of glory? Yeah, Kabirini Guzmano!
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit a massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now.
now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
مزمور 23 بقنف 24 بمجمريا سنبت يداويت مزمور مدرنا مولاوا لإغزيابيهرنا عالمم بأرسوام يميور بلو ارسو بباهر وچ مسرطوا لنا بفساش وچ ماتنطوا لنا ودإغزيابيهر ترارا ماني وطان بكدسنا وصفرا ماني قوم اجوچو ينسو لبوم لتوهي هونة نفسون لكنتو يالا نفسا لبالن جراون بشنغلا يالمال ارسو كاكزيابير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتني كبلا ايشي تولد درسون يمتفلقنا ياكوبين عملاك تيت يمتفلق انانت مخوانن توچ بروچن كفتو يزلالم دجوچ كفتو يكبر منقوسي قبا يكبر منقوس مان نو اكزيابير نو برتو النهاية እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃይል እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ከፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው
ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Mazmur 23, Bekenef 24. Bemejemmeria Sambat Yedawit Mazmur. ምድርና ሞላዋ ለእግዚአብሔር ነው ዓለምም በእርሷም የሚኖር ሁሉ እርሱ በባህሮች መስርቷልና በፈሳሾችም ማጥንቷልና ወደ እግዚአብሔር ተራራ ማን ይወጣል በቅድስናው ስፍራ ማን ይቆማል እጆቹ የነጹ ልቡም ንጹህ የሆነ ነፍሱን ለከንቱ ያላነሳ ለባልንጀራውም በሽንገላ ያልማለ እርሱ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ በረከትን ከመድኃኒቱ አምላክ ምሕረትን ይቀበላል ይህች ትውልድ እርሱን የምትፈልግና የያዕቆብን አምላክ ፊት የምትፈልግ እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆች ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር ነው ብርቱና ኃያል እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃያል እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው
ሃቃዶሽ ባሩኩ ባሩካሽ 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 ባሩካሽ
በቀዳማዊ
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
Yes, kabod, yes!
L'anashim she'evinu!
Yes, kabod, yes!
V'le she'evinu!
Yes, kabod, yes!
L'arayot v'nemerim! En kabod, en l'nachashim v'etroim!
Yes, kabod, yes!
B'nenu l'Eloenu!
Yes, kabod, yes!
Anachnu lo levadenu!
Yes, kabod, yes!
L'savlanut shel shanim! En kabod, en l'narkomanim l'shkalim! כבוד לאלה שאיתנו כבר שנים ואלה שעברו את הזמנים הקשים אלה שלא רואים רק את הזרקורים אלה חברים אחים, אלה הגברים אלה שהבדילו בין עיקר לטפל זה שמברך אותך מול זה שמקלל אלה שהבדילו בין חרוץ לעצל אלה שעבדו בשמש לא חיכו בצל אלה שהיו אחד בפה, אחד בלב אלה שהבינו מי נותן ומי חולב אלה שהבינו בין חבר לאויב הם שאהבו אותי אותם אני אוהב כי
יש כבוד יש
לאנשים שהבינו
יש כבוד יש
ואלה שהבינו
יש כבוד יש
לאריות ונמרים אין כבוד אין לנחשים וצבועים
יש כבוד יש
בינינו לאלוהינו
יש כבוד יש
אנחנו לא לבדנו לסבלנות של שנים אין כבוד אין לנרקומנים לשקלים מציע לכל אלה שראו והאמינו אלה שרצו לשמוע אלה שהפנימו אלה שאכלו את ההצלחה ולא השמינו רק אתכם רצינו ואיתכם בנינו אלה שחיפו נקי ולא רצו למעוך אלה שהלכו ליד ולא חיפשו לדרוך אלה שתמיד ידעת יש על מי לסמוך גם כשהיה קשה עזרתם לי למשוך אלה שהייתי כשעוד נראיתי מוזר אלה שהביטו קצת קדימה למחר אלה נשארו כשכל הרעש נגמר מי שלא נשבר עומד מול זה שנמכר כי
יש כבוד יש
לאנשים שהבינו
יש כבוד יש
ואלה שהבינו
יש כבוד יש
לאריות ונמרים אין כבוד אין לנחשים וצבועים בינינו לאלוהינו
יש כבוד יש
אנחנו לא לבדנו
יש כבוד יש
לסבלנות של שנים אין כבוד אין לנרקומנים לשקלים
יום לבוא אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו יום יבוא אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו ברוך השם יש לנו את החירות לבחור ממשיך קדימה לא נשאר מאחור הכוח הוא בהתמדה כן ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה
יש כבוד יש
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
Slash.
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see?
Can you see?
The English language, the English language.
Join your mentality,
join your mentality.
אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יתרקו, ברוך השם, יש לנו את החירות לבחור. ממשיך קדימה, לא נשאר מאחור. הכוח הוא בהתמדה, כן, ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה. יש כבוד, יש
מזמור תפגנת, לדוד מזמור. לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ורק. כי הוא על ימין יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך, יעקב, סל. צאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. צאו שערים רעשכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, 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 סלע.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
What is true?
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore, evermore.
We can rely on the conquering lion, most high, you're the only one we can rely on.
Call in, call in, call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in.
Malkiel Sedek, we have Mizmor Kaf Dale. And here, Shema Yisrael. Here, today's daily song, according to the royal order of Israel and Hebrews, and here after order. And here, Shema Yisrael. Here, today's daily song, according to the royal order of Israel and Hebrews, and here after order of Malkiel Sedek. We have Mizmor Kaf Dalet. Mizmor Kaf Dalet. We have Psalm 24. The hymn of greetings is themed, the hymn of greeting. Some say the historical background of this Mizmor, Le David Mizmor, a Psalm of David. The background of this Mizmor, this chant, this intonation is described in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 1 Chronicles chapter 15. With the defeat of the Jebusites, the city of Jerusalem in its entirety passed into the hands of David, into the hands of David, into the hands of David. He now has the opportunity of providing a resting place there for the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron HaBrit. And the psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, was composed for the joyous occasion when it was brought from the house of Obed-Edom to the tent that David has appeared for its reception, for the Kabbalah, for the reception of the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Covenant of Tavot. According to tradition, the tribe, this psalm, this mizmor, this chant was regularly recited in the Haikal in the temple on the first day, the Rishon, the first day of the Shavua of the week, the first of the seven, the Ehud, the first day, the Sunday. And in the LXX, the Septuagint, this is explicitly stated in the heading. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter order of Malachi, Edek. We have the opening. Lib David, Mizmor, a psalm of David. La Yahuwah ha'areta, ua me'er lo'aha, tevela with Yoshrei baha. The earth is Yahuwah, is Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof. La Yahuwah ha'areta, ua me'er lo'aha. O Miloaha, the earth is, she is, he who be, who he bees, and the fullness, and all her fullness, and her fullness. O Miloaha, Tevela, with Yoshrei, Vaha, the world, the Tevel, the inhabitable portions of the world, the Tevel, with Yoshrei, Vaha, and they that dwell therein, and they that dwell are with Yoshrei, Vaha, those who dwell in Har. Earth. To David, a mizmor, a psalm. Le David, mizmor. Hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear the midrash on today's daily psalm, Psalm 24. This phrase is to be considered in the light of Eob, of Job's saying in Job 29, verse 14. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me, and it clothed I. Rav Hanina had taught, there is one to whom clothes are becoming, but whose clothes are not comely, and another whose clothes are comely, but to whom clothes are not becoming. There is one who is rich, but whose character does not go with his riches, and another, and other who is poor, but whose character does not go with his poverty. As Solomon, King of Israel, King of Israel, said in Proverbs 13 and 7, there is he who gets richer and richer, yet hath nothing. There is he that gets poorer and poorer, yet hath great wealth. Proverbs Mashal 13 and 7. There is one who is strong, but whose character does not go with his strength, and another who is weak,
but whose character does not go with his weakness. There is one who is youthful, and his countenance, his face comely, but whose wife is ungainly and repulsive, so that when she is carried in a litter of palanquin, people ask, who is the husband of that creature? And they are told, that man is. But upon seeing the handsome and young man, they say, this young man has thrown himself away on that ungainly creature. If, however, the bride is comely, but the husband is ungainly and squat, people say, this bride has thrown herself away on that man. But Eob said, I am not like that man. Righteousness clothes Job, Eob, and Eob and Job clothe righteousness. Behold, I put on righteousness, and it becomes me, it becomes I. Just as David became this mizmor, became this psalm, and his psalm, his mizmor, became David. Erek le vashti wa yilabasheni kia meil with anifa mishpati. I put on righteousness and it clothed me, it clothed I. Edek lavashti. I put on righteousness. I put on edek. Edek lavashti. Wa yilabashe. It clothes I. Ja'ani mishpati. Note that the preceding psalm, the preceding mizmor, the introductory phrase is a psalm of David in Psalm 23, verse 1. Mizmor le David. In the Kaf Gimel psalm, in the Sefer Tehillim, is Mizmor Le David, a psalm of David. While in this Mizmor, today's daily psalm, it's Le David Mizmor. It is to David, Le David Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation. How? Explain the different word order between Mizmor Le David and Le David Mizmor. When David David besought the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Ayla Irit, to rest upon him, he summoned it with the words, a psalm of David, Mizmor Le David. But when the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, came to him on its own account, he said, Le David, Mizmor, to David, a psalm. Another comment, Le David, Mizmor, La Yahuwah Haaret, to David a psalm. The land is Yahuwah, is Jehovah. The land is Yahuwah. The land is Adonai's, is Adonai's. La Yahuwah Haaret, a parable of a king, of a melech, a negus, even negus neges, who had a retainer in a certain city. The inhabitants of the city honored him because they knew that he was the melech, the negus, even negus neges, retainer. And whenever he came to HaMelech, to the king, to the Negus, even Negus and the guest, the Negus, HaMelech, also honored him, so that he was honored here as well as they are. When HaMelech, when the king, when the Negus, even Negus and the guest, gave up his city, however, its inhabitants began to rebel against HaMelech, against the Negus, even Negus and the guest, retainer, so that he had to return to his king, to his Melech, to his Negus, even Negus and the guest. But later, when HaMelech, when the king, the Negus, even Negus Neges, reclaimed his city, and when, as before, HaMelech, the Negus retainer, the king's retainer, began to go about in the city, its inhabitants honored him again as HaMelech's retainer, as the Negus, the king's retainer. Thereupon, HaMelech, the Negus, the king, even Negus Neges, said, when I gave up my city, you rebelled against him. Was he not my retainer then, even as he is my retainer now? Yet only now do you again honor him. HaMelech, the king, the Negus, even Negus Neges, is HaKadosh, is the Holy One. Baruch Hu, blessed be he.
the city is the land of Israel, the land of Israel. And the king's retainer is David, is David, the king of Israel. During all the days that the land belonged to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, when David went out and came in before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, the Israelites, he was honored by them. But when HaElohim, the true God, gave up his land, saying in Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 12, I sell the land into the hand of evil men. In Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 12, I sell the land into the hand of evil men. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites began to rebel against the king's retainer, against HaMelech, against the Negus and against retainer. For they said in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 16, what portion have we in David? What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Yishai, of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 16. When HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, reclaims His land, however, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the Israelites, will return to His retainer, as is said in Hosea 3 and 5. Afterward, shall the Bnei Yisrael, shall the children of Yisrael, shall the Israelites return and seek Yahuwah Jehovah, their Elohim, true good, true God, and David, and David, their king, their Melech, their Negus, even their Negus and Negus. Hence, it is said, Le David Mizmor, La Yahuwah Ha'aretz. Therefore, it is said, today a song. The land is Yahuwah, is Jehovah. Another comment. Say a man owns a ship, but the cargo in it is not his. Or, if the cargo is his, then the ship is not his. It is not so with HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For the earth is Adonai's, is Adonai's, and the fullness thereof, and all in her fullness. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz, Ua Meloah. Umloa and her fullness. Or say a mortal man builds a house of 50 cubits, maybe a large house of 100 cubits, and altogether he stands no more than 3 cubits high. But it is not so with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For He created the earth, the earthly plane, and He fills it. As scripture says in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 6 and 3, the whole earth is full of His glory. Another comment on La Yahuwah Ha'aretz U'Meloaha. The earth is Yahuwah Jehovah's and her fullness. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created days, He set aside HaShabbat, the Sabbath. When He created months, moons, He set aside the festivals, the feasts. When He created shanas, the years, He chose sabbatical years for Himself. When He created sabbatical years, He chose the years of Yobeliu, of Jubilee, for Himself. When He created the nations of the earth, the goyim of the earthly plane, He chose the nation of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, for Himself. When He created the nation of Israel, of Israel, He chose the Lewim, the Lewawiyan, the Levites for Himself. When He created HaLewim, the Lewawiyan, the Levites, He chose HaKohanim, the priests, for Himself. When He created countries, He set aside the land of Israel out of all the countries as a heave offering. As is said, the earth is Yahuwah Jehovah's and her fullness thereof. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz U'Meloaha. Here fullness. Meloaha U'Meloaha and her fullness. U'Meloaha. This alludes to heave offering, as in the verse in Exodus 22 and 28.
Now the eye shall not delay to offer of the fullness of thy harvest and of the outflow of thy presses. So it is said, La Yahuwah Ha'aretz O'um Meloaha, the earth is Jehovah's and her fullness thereof. Our masters, Zionite masters, taught in the book of Psalms, all the Psalms that David composed apply either to himself or to call Israel, to all Israel. Each mizmor, each psalm that speaks in the singular applies to Dawid, to David's own person. And each mizmor, each psalm that speaks in the plural, the collective plural, it applies to call Israel, to all of Israel. Israel hulu. Whenever for the leader with string music is used, it introduces a mizmor, a chant, an intonation that deals with the age to come. Whenever a psalm of David is used, it denotes that David, that David played upon his harp, and that then the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, rested upon him. But where it is said to David, a psalm, LeDawid, Mizmor, it denotes that Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Eil HaIrit, rested upon David, and that then he played. The phrase maskil of David, the term maskil, meaning that requires elucidation, enlightenment, elucidation. It indicates that the mizmor, the psalm, the chant, the intonation, has to be explained by a Torguman, that is to say, by a skilled commentator. The phrase, a song, shir, mizmor, a song, indicates that the psalm, the mizmor, has to be rendered by the singers and the players. And why these several directions? Because Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Eil HaIrit, the Manifest Kedush, does not come to rest in the midst of idleness or sadness or laughter or frivolity or idle talk, idle chat, but only in the midst of joy. As is said in 2 Kings 3 and 15, it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of Adonai came upon him, that the hand of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, came upon him. And also in Genesis 45 and 27, when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit, the eye, the ruach of Yaakov, of Jacob, their father, revived, lively up. And directly after that, in Genesis 46 and 2, scripture says, Elohim, the true God spoke to Yisrael in the visions of the night. A verse that the Aramaic Targum, the interpretation, renders Ruach HaKadosh, the Eil HaIrit, the Holy Spirit, rested on Yaakov, rested on Jacob. Another comment. Consider La Yahuwah Ha'aretz U'meloaha, the earth is Jehovah's and the fullness thereof, and her fullness. Consider this in the light of the verse in Nehemiah 9 and 6. Thou, even thou, art Adonai alone. Thou hast made heaven with all their hosts, the earth, and all things, and all things that are therein. On what day was the host of Shemayim created? Rava Yohanan maintained that the host of Shemayim, of the heavens, was created on the second day, for directly after it is said in Psalm 104 and 3, Yahuwah Jehovah, who laid the beams of his chambers in the waters. There follows the words in Psalm 104, the next verse, verse 4, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. But Rava Shimeon, Shimeon, Simeon, maintain that the host of the Tevat of our Oath of Shemayim was created on the fifth day. For on that day Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly fowl that may fly, yet offer above the earth in the open firmament of Shemayim in Genesis 1 and 20. Here the word fowl is to be understood in its usual sense, but the words that may fly, ye'ofef, in the open firmament of heaven, refer to the hosts of heaven. For it is said in Isaiah 6 and 2, with two, he did fly, ye'ofef, Rava Julianus said, all agree that the host of heaven was not created on the first day. Lest heretics might say, while Mikael was stretching out Hashemayim in the east, Gabriel was stretching out Hashemayim in the west. Hat'adosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was stretching the middle portion. The fact is that Hat'adosh Levado alone, the Holy One alone, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, made all things, as we have in Isaiah 44 and 24. I am what Jehovah that maketh all things, that stretched the heavens alone, that spread abroad the earth by myself. Me'iti, 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 by myself. When read as me'iti, 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 who is with me? Is to say, in the work of creation, who is partner with me? Who is partner with I? Therefore, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since thou, the I alone, all one, didst create the heaven and the earth, I shall call them after thy name alone, all one. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz Meloaha, the earth is Jehovah's and her fullness thereof. Rav Azariah, Rav Nehemiah, Rav Rekayah, they told the parable, the mashal of a king, of a melech, of a negus, even negus neges, who had two stewards, one in charge of the house and the other in charge of the fields. The one in charge of the house, Habayit, the Beit, knew all that happened in Habayit, in the house, and all that happened in the field. But the one in charge of the field knew only what happened in the field. Even so, Moses, who had gone up to Shemayim, to heaven, knew the upper as well as the nether worlds. And with the names, the Shemot of both, he prays HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, as is said in Deuteronomy 10 and 14. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord, is Adonai's, thy Elohim, true God. The earth also with all that therein is. But David, who had not gone up to Shemayim unto heaven, praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu only with what he knew, as it says, La Yahuwah Ha'aretz Umeloaha, the earth is Jehovah's and Umeloaha and her fullness thereof. HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, change the original order of things, of things, and cause the earth to be watered from above. For four reasons. One, first, to favor the germination of seeds. Second, to prevent noxious dews. Thirdly, to water the high places as well as the low. And fourthly, to make all living things lift their heads to Shemayim, to Shemayim, to heaven, to the heavens. What is the proof from Scripture? The verse in Job 5:11, El Elohim, God, sendeth rain upon the earth to make all things below turn toward the high, in Job 5:11. And also the saying, toward the Lord, toward Adonai, Adonai, is the earth and the fullness thereof. Rav Phinehas, Finha said, a mortal negus, a mortal king, when in his bedchamber, cannot be in his banqueting hall. and when in his banqueting hall cannot be in his bedchamber, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, the Isla One, blessed be He, fills the worlds above and below. As is said in Psalm 148 and 13, His glory is above the earth and heaven. And again in Jeremiah 23 and 24, do not I fill heaven and earth with mortal men and people? There may be one who has a flock, but no pasture. And another who has a pasture, but no flock. And still another who has both flock and pasture, but who does not know how to feed his flock or what a good pasture is. But with HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, it is not so. He has a flock, the Bayit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the Beit Yisrael, to whom He said in Ezekiel 34:31, ye y'all, my flock. He knows what a good pasture is. As is said in Ezekiel 34:14, I will feed them in a good pasture. He owns a pasture. The earth is Jehovah's and her fullness thereof. And He knows how to feed His flock. As is said in Ezekiel 34:15, I will feed my flock and I will cause them to lie down. Say it, Lord God. Say it, Adonai Yahweh. He has founded it upon the sea. Ki hu Allah yamin yisadaha. He has founded her. He has founded her upon the seas. Ki hu Allah yamin yisadaha. Upon four rivers, the Jordan, the Yarden, the Yarmouk, the Jarmuk, the Karamion, and the Pigah. Now, from the top of Pisgah, as it is said in Numbers 21 and 20, the top of Pisgah, it is seen upon the face of Yeshimon. Rav Chiya Barabba said, this verse implies that when a man comes up to the top of Har Nebo, Mount Nebo, he sees in the sea of Tiberias, a whirlpool, sea-like, that is Miriam's well. Another comment. The passage beginning, who shall ascend into the mountain of Yahuwah, of Jehovah? Let me have here. Mi ya'ile behari Yahuwah. Mi ya'ile behari Yahuwah. Who shall ascend into the mount of Jehovah? It alludes to Moshe, of whom it is said, Moshe went up to Elohim, and Yahuwah and Jehovah called to him out of the mountain in Exodus 19:3. Thus, like this, in Deuteronomy 5:28, who shall stand in his holy place? This alludes to Moshe, to whom Elohim said, stand thou here by me. Stand I here by I, in Deuteronomy 5:28. He that hath clean hands, we have this in today's daily psalm. For He hath founded it upon the seas and established Ha upon the floods. Ki hu Allah yamima yisadaha wa Allah neharota yekoneneha miya ya illa bahari yahuwa u miya yakuma biya mekom kadsho Niki kapayim, he that hath clean hand, Niki kapayim, vara levava, and a pure heart, u bar levav, and a pure heart, he that hath clean hands. This alludes to Moshe too, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 15, it says, I have not taken one ass from them. And clear understanding alludes to the clear understanding of El Elohim, the true good, the true God's message that Moshe sought when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, go with my message to Pharaoh. And Moshe replied, behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Israelites, and shall say to them, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, have sent me to you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Exodus 3:13. Who have not taken without cause any life? Who has not taken without cause any life? Nikia Kapayim Uvar Levar Asher Loa Nasa Nasa Lashava Nafsho Willo Nishibba Lit Mirma. Now, KJV reads it in other versions here. The Sefer Tehillim says, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not taken my name in vain. Asher lo nasa lashavua nafsho. It's interesting here in the, when we look at the Hebrew, right? When we look at the Hebrew, who have not taken my name in vain. There's a variation in the Hebrew text. It's nafshi, nafsho, nafshi. Some have it as nafsho, a soul, his soul, and others as nafshi, my soul, my psyche. Who have not taken my soul in vain. That must be understood, and it's good as a different form of the third commandment. My soul, nafshi, is the equivalent of me, my name, that are interchangeable. Now the Katib, or what is written, it reads nafsho. This has been adopted by the authorized version, who have not lifted up his soul to vanity, that is, has not striven after aims that do not have child's approval, has not striven after aims that have child's disapproval. So here we have, since who have not taken without cause any life, alludes to Moshe, who, not without good cause, took the life of Hamitri, the Egyptian. For it is said, he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew Hamitri in Exodus 2 and 12. What can he look this way and that way mean, except that Moshe beheld in that instant a court of angels, and with them he consulted, so that rightly empowered, he smote Hamitri. Moshe also had foreknowledge that a proselyte would never descend from this Hamitri, this Egyptian, this Kemite. A fact implied by the words, quote, he saw that there was no man, so he slew the beast. Nor having been sworn, deceived his neighbor, nor having been sworn, deceived his neighbor, were lo anishaba le mirma, and have not sworn deceitfully, nor having been sworn, were lo anishaba, deceived his neighbor le mirma. This alludes to Moshe as well, of whom the words in Exodus 2:21, Jethro adjured, while Yoel Moshe to dwell with him. This proved that Moshe swore to Yitro, Jethro, not to go back to Kemen, to Mitzrayim, without Jethro, Yitro's consent. Why Yoel clearly indicates adjuration. As in the verse in 1 Samuel 14:24, Saul, Shaul, adjured. Why Yoel, the people. Note well that scripture says of Moshe, when he wished, desired to go back to Kemet, to Mitzrayim, with the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Exodus 14:18, Moshe went and returned to Yitro, to Jethro, Chotno, his father-in-law. Hence it is said, hear, 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 today's daily song, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, it is said, Yisa, Veraka, Meyeti, Yahuwah, he shall receive the Baraka, the Veraka, Baraka, he shall receive the blessing, Meyeti, Yahuwah, Meyeti, Yahuwah, from Jehovah. Moshe was made Melech, king, Negus, and master of Kol Yisrael, of all Israel, and righteousness from the El Elohim of his salvation. Uz Edaka Me Elohe Yisho, and righteousness from the Elohe Yisho, Yisho of Yisho, of his Yeshua, of his salvation, of his victory. Moshe was thought so deserving that HaTorah, the direction and instruction, was given to Yisrael by Yado, by his hand. Another comment, the passage that begins, who shall ascend into the mount of the Lord? Who shall ascend to the mount of Jehovah? Mi ya'ille b'hari Yehovah. Another comment, this alludes to Abraham, to whom Elohim said, get thee into the land of Moriah, upon one of the mountains that I will tell thee I of, in Genesis 22 and 2. And who shall stand in his holy place? Umi Yaqub, Bia Mikom Kadisho. This alludes to Abraham Avinu, of whom it is said, Abraham got up early in the Boker in the morning to the place where he had stood Lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah in Genesis 19:27. He that hath clean hands, Niki Akapayi, clean hands alludes to Avinu Abraham, who held himself aloof from spoil, and said to the king of Sodom in Genesis 14:23, I will not take a thread, nor a shoe latch, nor a shoelace, nor aught that is thine. And a pure heart, and a pure heart, uvar levav, uvar lebab, and a pure heart, this alludes Avinu Abraham's lib, his heart. Of that it is said in Nehemiah 9 and 8, thou, the eye, foundest his heart faithful before the eye, foundest his heart hard to come, faithful before the eye. In Genesis 15 and 6, it reads, and he believed, he believed, he amened in Jehovah. In Psalm 24 and 4, who without cause hath not taken any life? Asher lo nasa lashava nafshoa. This alludes to Namrud, whose life Abraham, it is said by some, took. Nor sworn to deceive his neighbor. This alludes to Abraham Avinu, who said to the king of Sodom in Genesis 14:22, I have lifted up Yadi la Yahuwah. I have lifted up my hand li Yahuwah to Jehovah. Hence, it is said, he shall receive the Baraka Me'eti Yahuwah. Yisav Raka Me'eti Yahuwah. As scripture says, Jehovah bless Abraham in all things, in all things, in Genesis 24 and 1. And righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation, of his Yeshua, of his victory. Uz Edaka Me Elohe Yisho'ol. As scripture says of Avinu Abraham, he be lived, he amen in Jehovah, and he who be, we be. And he counted it, counted hard to him for righteousness in Genesis 15 and 6. Another comment, the passage beginning, who shall ascend into the mountain of Jehovah, into the mountain of Adonai? Miya ya'ille b'hari Yehovah. Another comment is that this alludes to Yaakov, to Jacob, to whom Elohim said, arise, go up to Beit El, to Bethel in Genesis 35 and 1. And who shall stand in his holy, in his Isle of place? Umiya Yakum, Bia Mekom Akadisho. This alludes to Avinu Yaakov, of whom it is said, he lighted upon a certain place, a certain spot in Genesis 28:11. He that hath clean hands, Naki, this alludes to the matter of Lavan, of Laban robbing Yaakov. Of that, Yaakov, Jacob said, I bore the loss of it. I bore the loss in Genesis 31:39. And a pure heart, uvar levav. This alludes to Yaakov's heart, heart to cleave. For he said to Lavan, to Laban in Genesis 31:37, whereas thou hast felt about all my stuff, hast felt up all my stuff, what hast thou found? Who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity? Asher lo nasa lashoa nafsho.
This alludes to the fact that Yaakov had not lifted up his soul, his psyche, to Laban's, to Lavan's, to Raphim, to his household gods, his idols, nor sworn to deceive his neighbor with lo nishevaah le'mirmah. Salute to Avinu Yaakov, of whom it said, Jacob, Yaakov, swore by the pachad, the fear, the dread of his father Yitzhak, Isaac, in Genesis 31:53. Hence it is said, Yisa braka meti Yehovah, he shall receive the braka, the blessing from Jehovah, as the scripture says, El Elohim appeared to Yaakov again when he came from Padan Aram and blessed him in Genesis 35:9. And righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation. Tzedakah, me Elohe Yisho'ol. For Yaakov said, so shall my righteousness witness against me, against I hereafter. In Genesis 30, 33.
Hark unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Evil boy, everything takes time.
Come with it. Oh, come into the area. Let's see that. Let's see that. Oh,
I'm in the heat of the man, Ben, be back up. כולם לשיר איתי ביחד, אני הייתי שר הסמן ואין בי פחד, כולם לשיר איתי ביחד. הייתי שר הסמן, בוי 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 בוי. הייתי שר הסמן, בוי 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 בוי.
שרס סמן נלחם כל יום כדי לנשום, אומר תודה לאל כשהוא קם וכשהולך לישון, מפרנס את המשפחה, דואג לחברים שדואגים להרים את הווליומים בספיקרים. הייתי שרס סמן ישראלי, עס לי, לא מתעסק פה בחרטות ומדבר רק רסמי. אז מי איתי? תשימו יד אחת למעלה, איצ'י בן מספר אחד, אז יאללה.
אני הייתי שרס סמן ואין בי פחד, כולם נשאיר איתי ביד.
לא לוחץ על ברקסים, דוגרי נטול שקרים או אינטרסים. שולח כבוד לאחים שהאמינו והשפיעו, בא מהשכונה הזו אף פעם לא שוכח מי הוא. מריץ את הדיבור בין הבניינים, יודע שיש אחד למעלה שמנהל את העניינים. נותן לכולם יחס שווה, חשוב תמיד לזכור, בקשר לדעת גזע, מין עדה או צבע עור. רואה כל החיים את כולם נלחמים נגד עצמם, אז תמיד דוגל באהבת חינם.
ואין בי פחד, כולם נשאיר איתי ביחד. אני הייתי שר הסמן ואין בי פחד, כולם נשאיר איתי ביחד.
לתת אמת למען האמת חי ובועטת חומות בבל בלם עודת הלב דופק הפלאפון רוטט ברחובות משוטט מי כיצה עתת לא מסתלבט ילד מבולפל ספק דיסלקט בזמן סבא חולם לפרוץ בינתיים את הכנס בשביל הכסף מבין שגם צריך להתפנס יו בום
טוב Yes, 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 yes. Yes, tune right there, Yiddishay. Netchi-netch, Yiddishay, Rastaman right there. And we play that tune because in the Midrash, it spoke about the fear of, or the dread, as it can be translated, the dread of Isaac, right? Isaac right here. This is from Genesis 31, 42, this part here, and a little more right here, but here, Lule Elohe Abi, Elohe Abraham, Ufahad, the fear, the dread, Ufahad, Yitzahat, Hayaliya Ki Ata Rekam, Shia Lachetani Eta an Yi, We Eta Yegia, Kapai, Ra'a Elohim, Waya Yokah. Amesh. Here. The verse brought out right here. This is from Genesis 31. Jacob said to Laban, his evil uncle. Yeah, he said, except the God Elohim, Elohe Abi, and the Elohim, Elohe Abraham, and the Fahad, the fear, the dread of Yitzhak, had been with me. So here he cites the true triunity, the Hebrew Trinity here, the Elohim of my father, Elohe Abi, the Elohe Abraham, the Pachad, the dread of Yitzhak, had been with me. Except the Hebrew triunity had been with me. Surely thou hast sent me away now empty. Now it's interesting because Yeshua said not to call your brother, well, Raka. So we have Rekam, like empty, right? Now empty, you have sent me away, Shlatani, right? Rekam, like empty. Elohim has seen mine affliction on me and the labor of my hands and rebuke thee the yesternight. So the dread, you know, dread, it shall be dread of dread. But here, brothers and sisters, here, I'd like to share this little something on verses 7 and 9 in the KJV, something that we identify as a mistranslation concerning the Melech HaKabod, or the King of Glory in the Amharic. Yeah, Kabur Negus. Yes, I.
Evil boy, everything takes time.
Princes, or heads. And looking at the Hebrew, well, looking at the English, it says lift up. Translation has a lot to be desired, or there's a lot that is missing in the translation of Psalm 24 and 7. You know, as we've already seen in the Amharic liturgy, it's clearly open ye the gates, princes, or heads. And looking at the Hebrew, well, looking at the English, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And I know this is from, you know, studying and being able to, you know, comprehend little by little the Amharic, where it says, Enant, Mekwanintoch, Barochin, Kafetu. Enant, right? You can say Enant, but in this form, Enant, you all, Mekwanintoch, you all princes. Same word, root word, Mekonin, you all princes, as princes shall come out of Egypt, you all princes. Now the Hebrew, Ra Shekem, is speaking to those Rashes, those who are the heads, to open up the gates. But the way the translation is, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. But you see, it's kind of backward, you know what I mean? It's kind of convoluted. Psalm 24 and 7, and verse 7 and verse 9 of this sabbatical psalm is it's convoluted. Because if you look at the Hebrew, it is se'u or she'arim, rashekem. So the rashekem, what you're saying is open gates, you heads. Open gates, you heads. Like you're coming into a city or a compound. Right, and you're basically saying almost like open up the garage in a sense, like open up, you know, to those who are the heads. So you're speaking to the heads, but the way the translation in the English is, the King James is given, we are we are, it's like convoluted because it's so, oh, wow. Because I noticed in the liturgy, the Kadase, the Ethiopian, the liturgy of the Ethiopian church, where we find this, and we first find it in the Anaphora of the Apostles, verse 66 and 67, where the assistant deacon shall say while entering, while the assistant deacon is entering, he will say, open ye the gates, princes. That's a translation based on the Royal Amharic and non-tmequanentoch berrochen kufetu. Kufetu, kufetu, kufetu. The command is kufetu. Like in the Hebrew, the command is su'u, su'u sha'arim. So you're not, the gates, you're speaking to the gate, you're not speaking. The way the Hebrew is, it's like open gates, heads. In other words, you heads, y'all like Raushikem or Ra'ashikem, Ra'ashikem, the Ra'ashe are heads, and the Kem is all of y'all. The Kem is the part of the Hebrew that says you all. Like we say Aleikem, Shalom Aleikem, Ra'ashikem, Kem, y'all are the Kem, right? You know, to you all. So the se'u, right, the se'u means to open up. You're given a command, open up. But that command is not to the gates. The command is concerning the gates, the sha'arim, the sha'ar. A sha'ar is a gate. The sha'arim, the yod mim, is gates. So it's like commanding the princes who are keeping the gates to open the gates. Because when I read it in the English and looking at the Amharic and looking at the next verse, verse 67, right, in this pattern of the prayer of the fraction that's found in many of the other aliyah, the Christian aliyah called anaphoras, it says, ye who are standing, bow your heads. But then I say, wait, hold on for a moment. You look at the English, Psalm 24 and 7, you'll think, doesn't it say to lift up your heads? Then you read the liturgy, the Kadase, and it says, bow your heads. You who are standing, bow your heads. So when I saw that, I said, wait, hold up. Something doesn't seem... It seems as if it were. Something's not right here. So I was meditating this for a moment, and then I said, let me look at the Hebrew. And looking at the Hebrew, I'm like, oh, whoa. The Hebrew is almost, you know, the Amharic and the Hebrew is very clear. His Majesty's Bible is very clear. It gives us the clarity of it. So where the unclarity or the lack of clarity is in the translation. The translator seems to have confounded the idea because since this is a song, a song is sometimes prose is constructed differently than regular verse. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, like in a song lyric, sometimes in lyric, it's kind of, it could be even in a sort of a verse order. It needs to be dealt with, not dealt with, but, you know, addressed. When you compose verses, you know, like a rhyme is composed differently than if you're writing somebody a regular, you know, just talking, hey, how you doing? You know, I thought so and so, and, you know, just random things. That's differently than if you now go into a verse. So if you're writing somebody a letter, just talking to them, and then you get into a little verse or a little poem or something, the order will be different even if you don't construct the sentences differently, like, you know, how poems are written, and you just write it like a regular text. When they're reading it, how the words, the word order and stuff like that will in a sense, reveal that, okay, this is a rhyme right here, or this is a poem. So poem verses or composition, so that's what the Psalms are. The Psalms are musical, like the miktams, you know, a miktam, an engraving, or a poem, you know, like the kine. You know, poetry is differently. So this is a poetical construction. If you look at the Hebrew, you can really see the poetical verse by verse, the rhyme. You can see the inner rhyme or the different potentials of rhyme. So like a musician, looking at the Hebrew or even the Amharic, you can see the different ways that as a singer or player of instrument, you could express it. But however you express it, you will keep in heart and mind the rhyme. So what happened, it seems as though that the translator in translating this got confounded because they did not understand that it's really a song. So the way it reads, it's almost opposite of how it should. The way it translates, like lift up your heads, O ye gates. It should be lift up the gates, right? Lift up the gates, O you heads. That's how it should be translated. So I and I are going to seek to clarify this, and I speak in this forward to I and I, brothers and sisters, that it should be lift up the gates, O you heads, right? And be lifted up, it says, ye everlasting doors, right? It, in a sense, it is speaking figuratively to the, you know, to the doors, in a sense, you know, be lifted up. But it's the command is being given to the heads. The command to be given to the head people, you know, to the princes. The princes are here in the Hebrew, the princes are called rasis or Rashe. Rashe is a pluralization, you know, Rashe, Rashe Kemp, right? Rashe Kemp. So the Rashe Kemp, right? To you heads, to you Rosses. You Rosses, like, open up the gates, right? And let them be opened up. Let those gates be opened up, right? Even in the sense of lifted up, you know, because in order to open the gates, look at the old time gates of a city. It's like almost like the gates of a fence. You have to lift up that latch. So when you lift up that latch, the gate can open up. So if there's ones who are keeping those gates, you are commanding them. So then the sense of it now, of the liturgy, makes perfect sense. And there's even revelations in the revelation where the deacon, the diakon, then would say, right, the one who's serving, remember the deacon has to do with the service and the serving, right? Ye who are standing, right? Get up, stand up, stand up for you, right? Stand up in your righteousness, right? Ye who are standing, bow your heads. Because the idea here is there's like a city, and the bride or the bridegroom, we can say, right, the king is coming in. And in the king coming in, the one who goes before is saying, hey, open up the gates, you know, the king of glory is coming in. And so the question back and forth is almost like when they open up the gates, well, who is it? I mean, who is this king of glory? You know, so this is back and forth right here. So now that it becomes clear who this king of glory is, right, the princes who are standing in a humble way, you know, they humble themselves as before, you know, the presence of the king comes through. You know what I'm saying? You know, they bow their heads. They still are standing because they're the princes. They're the, like you say, the holy warriors, you know, the good soldiers, right? So they're standing at attention, you know, but as the procession passes of the king of glory, like through the gates, you know, they bow their heads. They humble themselves. That's why it says, Lord Eternal. Then the priests come forward in the anaphora of the apostles, Lord Eternal, who knows what is hidden and what is manifest. Before thee, thy people, Jah people, have bowed their heads. Have humbled themselves, and to thee have subdued the stubborn hearts of their bodies. So this is speaking to each of I and I and we must subdue the stubborn hearts, the feelings and emotions, right? The mix-up moods and attitudes, the stubborn hearts of their bodies. We're asking the eternal to look from his holy dwelling place. Look from thy worthy dwelling place. For where does he dwell? In Zion. Right? Bless them, men and women, incline thine ear to them, and hearken, and hear their prayer. Hear their abetuta, you know, their abets, you know, their old father. Confirm them with the strength of thy right hand. Help them and protect them from evil affliction. Be a guardian both to their bodies and to their souls, and increase to them both men and women. Thy faith and the fear or the reverence, the respect of thy name through thine only begotten Son, through whom to thee, with him, and with the Holy Spirit, the Isle Irid, be glory and dominion both now and to the ages of ages. Amen. Amen. So now it makes more sense. You know, I looked at that and said, wait. I said, why does it open ye the gates, princes? And I was thinking about the King James translation where it says, lift up your head, you know, lift up our... What is it right here? Lift up, how do they translate it? Lift up your heads. Yeah, lift up your heads, O you gates. I'm like, that'll make sense. That'll make sense right there. And then I was thinking about them hard. And not in the Quamantos, the Rochin Kufetu. You know, Kufetu, 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 Kufetu. There says, Yezulalem de Jochin Yikafetu. So it's in a different form, Yikafetu, like that opening. The idea is once that command goes through, now the gates are opening, but then there's some questioning of, you know, like, who is it? You know, like, who is it? Who is coming forward? Now we recognize who it is, like almost like when this Psalm 24 goes through, right? When we recognize who it is, then we have the response of the diakon, ye who are standing, bow your heads. So I bow your heads, and the mistranslation here in verse 7 and 9 of the King James Version, this kind of convolute, where the verse is convoluted, in a sense. And I think that, on a level, I think it was an innocent mistake. I think so. Because, you know, you really have to, how can I say, not everybody from the Western Gentile, you know, they can translate it, understand the words, but then there's some nuances in the words. Because here is a poem, and when you look at the Hebrew, you know, when you look at the Hebrew, se'or, right, se'or, she'arim, ra shekem, right, se'or, she'arim, ra shekem. Open up the gates. You heads, you all, you, speaking directly to a multitude of heads of Rasis, right? Rashekem. You all Rasis, Rashekem. Suor, right? Suor Sha'arim. Suor Sha'arim. Suor Sha'arim. Opening up. Open up the gates. Open up, you know, open up these gates, right? And then when you look at the Psalm 24, there's that, you know, like in the next verse, it says, who is this king of glory? Because when the command is given to open up the gates, it's basically saying that the king of glory is coming in, you know, announcing, like announce that the king is coming in. But there's obviously some among the heads, or the Mequanites, the princes, or somebody is questioning, who is this king of glory? So then you, you know, the response, you know, it's almost like the password. Remember that part in His Majesty's autobiography about the password? About what the password would be, and if one did not give the right answer, they belong to the enemy. You know, they do not belong, you know, to the king, in other words. So we see here there's almost like a password here. Who is this king of glory? And the right response is that it's Yahweh. It's Jah, strong and mighty. It's Yahweh. It's Jah, mighty in battle, right? And then you almost see it kind of repeat again, where it's like, lift up the gates, O you heads, right? Suor Sha'arim, Rashekem, right? Even lift up the doors and the king of glory shall come in. You know, then again is the question, who is this king of glory? Now I want to say, well, why would there be this double question, right? If you over how it is in military, there's always the double check. You know what I mean? There's always that confirmation. You know, like you give some information and they repeat it. Like, okay, just to confirm, you said alpha, beta, gamma, delta. You know, yes, alpha, beta, check, roger that. You know, copy. You know, now we copy. We copied it, but we want to confirm that. Is this what you said? You said this? You know, who is the king of glory? You know, and maybe on the confirmation, the second response would have a little bit of the first, but then there's a change. And you see the change in verse, you know, in verse 10, where it says, who is this king of glory? Mihu, mihu ze melek. Mihu ze. Mihu ze melek. Ze melek. Mihu ze melek. You know, it's me, who, you know, the me, me literally is who in the English sense, and then we have who is he? So it's like who, he, ze, this, melek, ha, kavod, ha, kavod, ha, kavod, melek, ha, kavod, right? Who is this king of kavod, or kavod, kabada, right? This kabada negus, right? Who is this, you know, king of glory? Me, who? Right? It's kind of me who is kind of a little pun there because who is, and me means who, right? And the next word is who, right? Or who wa in the older, but in the more, you know, who, right? Me who he. Who he, ze, this, right? You know, when we say ze, 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 you know what I mean? Ze, right? Melek, ze melek, this king, ha kavod. This king, the glory, or this king of the glory. And the response, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh Tzabaot, right? Yahweh Tzabaot. Who? Melech. He is the king. Ha Kavod, right? Who Melech? Ha Kavod. That's the response. So to the question, Mihu Ze Melech Ha Kavod, the response is Yahweh Tzabaot. Who Melech Ha Kavod? And then you have Selah, right? Or the Selah, the Selah. You know what I mean? And the Selah also, right, there's a hand sign of where, almost like in, you see it in the world in the sense where you put the hands up. It's almost like when the, in football, you put up the hands for a touchdown. It's almost like that sign, like that U, that high sign. You know what I mean? The Selah, you know, put up the hands. You know, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your, you got the announcing. You know, Mihu, you know, who is he? You know, Mihu, Mihu. You know, who is this king of glory, right? Yahweh Tzabaot, who melech ha-kavod, right? Mihu zemelech ha-kavod, right? Kedemawi ha-le-selasi, who melech ha-kavod, who melech, he, who melech ha-kavod, right? He is the melech ha-kavod, right? So don't say you never know who the melech ha-kavod is, right? Now you got to know who the melech ha-kavod. You got it? You got it. Good? Good. Oh.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Yes, yes, yes. And the Shabbat in the sense of the Shabuah. Strong 7. Yes, I. Sabbatical. Yes, I. Leilato. Boker Tov. Yes, I.